Okay, Dorian, I think Katina has something she wants to say.
Yeah, I was going to say, Terry, when you said you thought we departed from these feelings back
yeah.
in the 60s.
Yes, right.
I don't know if you've heard of the Willie Lynch speech.
Oh, yeah, definitely the Willie
Lynch.
Right, yeah,
but
definitely.
If you remember some of the main points when he said if you instill certain things in people, you know, a certain race, it can carry on for generations and generations.
Right.
You know, the divide and conquer, or more importantly, making them feel self-hatred, you know, telling them certain things about themselves and mischaracterizations about their images.
Okay.
That they would tell their daughters and sons and so on and so on, and it will lead on and on. I know during back, you know, historically we were mischaracterized as many different things. I know with men it was Mandingo,
Uncle Tom,
and Sambo.
Yeah.
With women it was welfare queen,
Jezebel,
and Auntie Mama.
Now,
into different.
Yes, go ahead.
I wanted to, I was trying to finish a point about the religion thing.
Okay.
I just wanted to make a quick point about just how deep this thing goes.
Okay, go ahead.
Remember the whole Million Man March fiasco?
Yes, I was there.
Exactly. Now, that was one of the most beautiful experiences I've attended.
Exactly.
Personally. Now, this just show you how deep this runs. Before we could even organize that, the controversy around that wasn't us actually doing it. It was the churches preventing us from doing it, because it had told everyone, conditioned us to believe that Farrakhan is some sort of antichrist or whatever they tried to make him out to be. Because, this to be real, I was in one of the services where the pastor of a church down south spent most of her service discouraging us from going attending something such as the Million Man March. That shows you how, you know, a church with, you know, European values maintaining the status quo will work hand in hand to, you know, suppress certain things that, truth, basically. And that, to me, that bothered me for a very long time.
Okay.
So that, to me, is a clear example of why certain things from religion on down can play a certain part in self-imaging. Because this here is something as powerful and historical as the Million Man March. And the churches would work vehemently together just to, you know, condemn it. And, you know, connect with white politicians in order to condemn something like that and demonize it. It's sad.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Katina?
No, I was just going to piggyback off of that point and say they helped to maintain the status quo, just like in slavery. During the slavery times, the church was a big part in helping to maintain that. I mean, slaves were allowed to do... they couldn't do most things, but they were definitely allowed to go to church
and read the Bible.
Of course, because what did it preach? You know,
yeah,
submissiveness. Turn the other cheek and whatnot. So it does help to maintain a status quo, I believe.
Okay, Dorian, go ahead.
Yeah, the sad thing about it is, what it all boils down to, like I said before in the very beginning, it goes from the top to the bottom. If you continue to let a people who have, God, how can I put this? Who have so much as, you know, gone out of the dark ages in the so-called Renaissance period, and it's thrown everyone's system of values off course, you know, whether it's the Aborigines, the American Indians, the Indonesians, and the Koreans, so on and so forth, and you're under their system, and they are picking your leaders for you. You know, an example, they're calling King, you know, King is bad, King is this, King. But as soon as Malcolm X come along, you know, they pit Malcolm X against King. And then, and then we go around like a bunch of idiots. Ooh, we can't, you know, go with Malcolm X because he's bad. Or we can't go, you know, well, like, who's telling you this?
Yeah.
Who's making you decide who you should follow? Who is choosing your leaders for you? And it all goes back to us not letting them figure out things for us. We should figure it out for ourselves.
Okay.
So the Million Man March, we did that for ourselves. And they had to come to us because it bothered them. No matter what they did, no matter what campaign they tried to put against us, we came together anyway. And that is, you know, and through all of this mess, that seems a little bit encouraging for me because it shows that they wasted the whole entire day trying to figure that event out.
Okay, now, Dorian and Katina, how do we remedy this problem?
I believe what I did for the kids is I had taken time out to break their, you know, to teach them what they did, what their parents wouldn't. And I had to, it starts with basically the children because they are our future.
Right.
So a lot of people don't want to be taught, but at the same time, a lot of people just haven't been taught. So you need to teach those people, whether they're adults or not, and children are a priority. Number two, we also have to realize that the civil rights movement really didn't start taking off until those students and high school students did the lunch, you know, the sit-ins at the lunch counters, and they were, you know, a lot of them were the ones which, you know, sprayed with the hoses and stuff like that. And people all over the world were looking at the older people like, well, what are you doing?